Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave in for Bob Surratt this morning. Do you ever think the bump, the song that introduces you would be Bugs Bunny, Merry Melodies, Dean?
I couldn't be more honored than it is.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's a beautiful morning, and hope everybody is waking up to beautiful aromas of foods cooking in their houses.
I know I have 12 of my daughter's friends that slept over last night, so God only knows what's going on over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh used to do that with his friends, too. He's out of the house now. But, yeah, I said, well, if you're going to have a couple cocktails in the neighborhood at 19, 20, 21 years old, nobody's driving. So you park yourself right there.
I guess that's good, but I just have a problem, as I do with my own nieces and nephews and, you know, friends' kids, that they're now old enough to drink, because I remember when they were... You know, just running around playing with Legos and, you know, just doing little kid things.
Yeah. Well, you know my daughter since she was born. It's hard to believe, like, she's hosting people and cooking and ordering food on my credit card. Anyway.
She's cooking? What is she cooking?
Oh, last night? Well, I think she made a nice little salad. I think she was making breakfast this morning. So, for her friends, she'd made breakfast the night before or the morning before for her. It was like some eggs and some bacon and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
What do you got? What are you cooking today?
So I should stop by your house then and get some breakfast before.
Actually, stop by and get some breakfast and make sure everybody's up and out of my house.
Yeah, and pretend like I'm not checking up on them.
Yeah, right. What's Uncle Dean doing here?
Yeah.
In his robe.
Right.
Ascot.
Right, exactly. That's me.
Yeah. What do you... What are you cooking?
I'm not cooking anything today.
Really?
It's a chef's day off. I'm going to my brother's house later for Thanksgiving, and my nephew actually is a pretty good cook, and I offered to help. I offered to, you know, to bring something, to do something. You know, it's a big dinner. We're a fairly big family. And, you know, we like to do some of the Greek dishes that we serve at a holiday. So it's a lot of work. But my nephew said, no, I want to do it myself. So
okay.
God bless him.
Okay. Are you the uncle that's like, I wouldn't have made it this way, but it's, you know, it's good.
No, maybe in my head I might do that, but... I wouldn't say it out loud.
So how do you throw Greek in there? So like a little pasticcio, like I know
exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly the Greek twist in it is. Excuse me. Sometimes, I mean, it's turkey, probably also ham. Sometimes there will be lamb involved, roasted lamb involved, but definitely a pasticcio, which is a Greek lasagna, which is it's fairly complex to make. There's the layers and bechamel sauces and all kinds of things that go into it. I actually have a recipe for it on my TV cooking website if anyone is interested in it. It's WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. Dean Cooks. And, you know, so that's there. And the trick every year is to try to make it as close to my mother's as possible. That conversation will definitely come up. It's like, oh, yeah, this is just like Yaya's. This is, you know, the similar. Yaya would have done this. Yaya would have done this. So there may be a little of that. But I know as the chef, nobody wants to hear that.
No.
Just want to hear if people enjoying it. So hopefully that will be the case.
Do you feel like you've hit her recipe? Do you feel like when you do make it that you're pretty close or right on?
Yes, I do feel like I'm that I have, because I made it with her several times.
Right.
And we actually did it. We did it on television one time. We cooked it.
Oh, that's great.
And that segment is actually there, and is hilarious because you know I'm explaining how to make it with her sitting there right next to me, and while I'm doing things, she's like holding my hand, hitting my hand with spoon.
That's great.
You know, telling me, no, don't do that, do this, don't do that, do this. So it's, I wish I had started videotaping her and I cooking together sooner, before she passed away. I have that one video, but she was such a good cook, and it would have been fantastic to just have a collection of her, you know, her cooking or her and I cooking, you know, some of her signature recipes. But I have the recipes. I mean, I always went to her and said, you know, yeah, give me the recipe for such and such. And,
yeah,
you know, the standard response was, oh, I don't have a recipe. I never really wrote anything down.
You told me that,
I don't really measure things. I just put a pinch of this, a pinch of that. So she said, you know, do it however you think it should be. So after some experimentation, then I think I pretty much got the proportions down and the flavors down, and my knuckles still hurt from that wooden spoon that she used.
That's awesome. I traditionally make a stuffing that my great grandmother used to make, and when I taste it, I feel like I'm a kid, because that's, you know, food is such a part of your memory, and food and smells and everything else that you ate as a child, and it really does resonate with you no matter how old you are. And you know, she did a meat stuffing, and I know it was like a really sweet egg bread that she used and cubed and everything, but you know, she used the turkey liver, you know, because there's meat stuffing, and pork shoulder. So it's very fatty. Yep. You definitely taste, you know, you don't taste significantly the liver, but it is really what gives it flavor, and onions and celery and mushrooms and everything else. And it's just such a flashback, and you see it on people's faces. And I'm sure when people try some of the dishes that you make that are in the spirit of your mom, I'm sure that's a nice flashback for them too, right?
Yeah, I think so, but you know, you're so right that food and flavors are such a visceral trigger for, you know, memories. You know, it's like music. It's like
yeah, it is
smell. Mm-hmm. Certain things are stronger triggers for memory. And there's nothing, for me, there's nothing more than you take a bite of something and it, you know, you just remember. I have such wonderful memories of my mom and my grandmother in our tiny little kitchen on the south side. I don't know how they cooked in that little kitchen.
Yeah.
Because it was ridiculously small. But they would create meals for 30, 40 people in those kitchens, and the smells in the house. And, you know, you walk by and try to take a little taste something. And, yeah, again, you get the wooden spoon, you know. Get your fingers out of there. Nobody wants to eat food that you touched.
If there's some folks that didn't see some of your cooking segments leading up to Thanksgiving, what are some of the other things that you featured over the last couple of weeks? Can I get your lozenge?
I haven't. I'm not one for here's how you make a turkey.
Yeah.
Here's how you make stuffing. Here's how you do your side dishes. Because what I've learned through the years of doing the cooking segments on TV and on radio, everybody has their traditional way of doing. You're talking about your grandmother's stuffing, or you know, somebody will, you know, have a certain side dishes that must be on the table because mom or grandma or dad, you know, always made those. So those traditional things, I leave to your family traditions. But, you know, I've offered up some tips for turkey leftovers. I'm already thinking about, you know, the leftovers that I'm going to enjoy tomorrow.
Sure.
One of the things that we've done in the past, I didn't do it this year, but you know, what my mom would always do is after we have Thanksgiving dinner, she would package up the carcass of the turkey.
Oh.
Always a real treat for the little kids to see grandma, you know, packaging up the carcass of a turkey, because she would make turkey soup, giant pot of turkey soup with all the vegetables and turkey, of course, and the flavors from the bones of the turkey that were fantastic. Yesterday, I was out at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Saw that, man.
And we made some turkey tortilla pizzas, which would be fantastic for, you know, tomorrow or sometime over the weekend to use up your turkey leftovers. To me, there is no better leftover recipe, and I have it online, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks.
All right.
The turkey sandwich, which is sourdough bread, a couple of nice thick slices of sourdough bread toasted, turkey, layer of stuffing, a layer of sweet potato, a layer of cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I hear you.
You want to put a little mayo on there, it's up to you. But it's got all the ingredients of a turkey dinner all in one sandwich. It's the best sandwich ever.
I was going to say, I look forward to that as much as I do the Thanksgiving dinner itself. All right, there's more with Dean coming up. Maybe we'll talk a little movies, a little Bozo Garn Ray, talking to Dean Richards. We only have a few minutes, Dean, but there's tons of holiday movies, and Wicked, of course, is doing so well. But Bozo Garn Ray, this is the 19th year, I think, that it's showing on WGN TV this morning at 9.
There we go.
There you are. I got you. Yeah, so Bozo Garn Ray, 19 years going. And I remember being, we met about 20 years ago, you and I did, and then met George Pappas and Jeff Hoover for the production of all this. The Broadcast Museum brought in all the props. But it was 19 years ago, Dean.
It's unbelievable to me that it's that long ago that we worked. It was George Pappas who is, you know, sort of the WGN unofficial historian. He knows everything about the history of WGN, works on our programming department, has produced numerous specials with me. But it was he, Jeff Hoover, one of our hilarious producers, and I, that put together this first one 19 years ago that looks back at the most popular children's TV shows in the history of Chicago television, maybe in the country, Bozo Circus, Ray Rayner and his friends, and Garfield Goose and friends. And we have all the great old clips in there every year. We run it on Thanksgiving, and we run it on Christmas Eve. And it will be on at 9 o'clock this morning, followed by one of our later specials that we did, Bozo Circus, the 1960s. It'll be on at 11 o'clock. So you want some great Chicago memories, you can go over to WGN-TV and turn it on. We're streaming all the shows on our website, on our news app, on all the places where you can stream via family and friends around the country who want some great Chicago memories of growing up. No one more hilarious than the great Bob Bell, and he is in full display in both of these shows.
He absolutely is, and we got Joey Dioria coming up. He's looking for Bozo Circus or Bozo Show, the 1990s. He'd like that special if George could start working on that.
Yeah, well, we have people asking all the time, what about Bozo, the 1980s or the 1990s? And if only those tapes existed, we're constantly looking for decent quality tapes so we can, you know, continue the legacy of the show that was, people laugh when they hear that we're doing a special about a clown show, but this is a clown show that had a 10-year waiting list for tickets.
Yeah.
This was unlike any other television show. So we look forward to putting it on every year. It is going to be repeated on Christmas Eve. We've got some of our other specials that will be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But, about a half an hour from now, WGN-TV's Bozo Garn and Ray And you'll be amazed at how, even though we produced it 19 years ago, I look even younger and more handsome than I did back then.
You absolutely do. Happy Thanksgiving, Dean. We'll talk soon.
Same to you and your whole family and all of our listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, pal.